A podfic of Unreachable, written by Liger Cat, read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary. Phineas tries to ask Isabella on a date, without realizing it would be a date. End of summary. Something had shifted. Or maybe it had always been that way, and Phineas was just realizing it now. His gaze lingered on her. Isabella had always been the cutest girl, possibly the cutest thing, at least according to his cute tracker, he'd ever seen. But he was pretty sure the whole stare at her and lose track of time thing was new. Also creepy, if the looks she gave him when she noticed his staring were anything to go by. Like the one she was giving him now. Whoops. Phineas quickly diverted his attention to his book report. It wasn't any use. He couldn't concentrate. His mind kept drifting back to her. How she was sitting right there. He could reach out and grab her hand. Whoa, wait, what? Why did he want to take her hand? Well, he knew he often did hold her hand. He liked doing that. But not when they were doing homework. Or sitting in his kitchen. Or in his house, for that matter. They hadn't held hands in a while. He should do something about that. But not now. His timing needed to be better than that. Maybe he could ask her to do something together? It would be perfectly normal for him to hold her hand at, like, the park or something. Yeah. Hey, Isabella, when we're done with our reports, would you like to go to the park? We could get ice cream. She didn't raise her head, but he could still see something flash across her face too quick for him to identify. Don't you have ice cream here? Yes. Then can we eat that? Phineas ducked his head. Yeah, but it's different. They have, they have it on sticks? There had to be more differences than that. Why couldn't he think of any? Maybe he should have picked something else. Sorry, she finally looked up at him. I just don't feel like going to the park with you and Ferb. Ferb? How did Ferb get brought into this? Well, he was in the room with them. It's not like Phineas forgot that or anything, but he didn't mention him, which was probably rude. But I have plans. His head snapped around to Ferb, then back to Isabella. Yeah, he has plans. It would just be us. She froze, mouth opening, before she snapped her eyes shut. Isabella? Was something wrong? Was she in pain? She opened her eyes again. She still looked pained. What had he done wrong?
I don't think I can.
Oh, Phineas forced himself to nod. Maybe tomorrow?
I don't think so.
Now she even sounded pained. Maybe he should just drop it, he swallowed. Yeah, okay. It's no big deal. We can wait till your schedule's clear, whenever. He slammed his book closed on his report page. You know what? I'm just gonna take a walk. Phineas? Pushing away from the table, he shook his head. I need some air or something. Can't concentrate. He left quickly, not wanting to give her a chance to say anything else, or for Ferb to. He made his way to the backyard without consciously thinking about it. Maybe Isabella just didn't want to spend time with him, alone. He kind of wanted to be alone with her. Even if he really couldn't figure out why. It wasn't like they'd do anything alone that they couldn't do around others. Did he want her to himself? That could be it. They were always in a group. He wanted to have some one-on-one time with one of his best friends. There was nothing weird or wrong with that. But he could respect her distance if that was what she wanted. Even if it hurt a bit. End of story. If you enjoyed this podfic, I would really appreciate knowing somehow, and if you enjoyed the fic, I'm sure the author would also appreciate knowing. Now, I did mess up a couple times, so there's going to be some bloopers here at the end in 3, 2, 1. But he was pretty sure the whole stare at her and lose track of time thing... That was my muse. Ferb? How did Ferb get in? That's the end of the bloopers and the end of the podfic. Thanks for listening. Bye.